Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWRDB.
Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year, and welcome to the first 2024 broadcast of the It's Me, Nicole podcast. And I am your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee, and welcome to your home to positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And the only thing I can say before I say anything else is brr, it is cold. And I know we're in California, or I'm in California, and people think it doesn't get cold out here, but it has been cold. I am cold. I'm sending out warm energy to those of you in the Midwest and the East Coast and the South, because I know it's cold there and it's raining in some of the areas, but I have to let you know that I'm freezing. I'm sitting here not only with my T-shirt on and some leggings, I have my house robe, and I have a scarf around my neck. And I had a little beanie on just now, but I just took it off because I did start getting a little hot. But, yeah, again, brr to the new year. The new year came in and let us know that it is here, 2024 already. Happy New Year's, everyone. And I hope these first, what days are we in? These first 9 days have treated you well. I hope that your family is well. I hope that your friends are well. I'm just sending out positive energy to everyone, and I'm just blessed and happy to be able to sit here this evening and talk to you for the next, about an hour or so. But anyway, how has everyone been? I hope that everyone has been walking in their greatness. You know, I always say that I hope that you are walking in your greatness, and I think that that's something that's really difficult sometimes, especially when it comes to the new year. On my way home, today I stopped and hung out with my brother for a minute, and I was going over what I was going to discuss this evening. If you haven't hit up my Facebook page, you'll see that I've actually this time gave you some little bullet points about what I was going to be discussing this evening. But we had this conversation because what we really thought about was that everybody is searching. Everyone's dealing with some kind of unacknowledged trauma or acknowledged trauma. Everyone is just trying to make it through each day. And we don't know what everyone is going through. We don't know what someone's day has been like. We don't know what someone's morning has been like. A lot of times all we see is the byproduct of that. I was out the other night, and someone that I don't know well, but someone that I know kind of acted out of nature for me. And it was interesting because the first thing I thought was, like, what's going on with him? And what's interesting is you never think about that when you see people out here in these streets running amok, acting a fool, and you sometimes have to give people grace because you just don't know what they're going through, especially with the pressure that we all put on ourselves in this world today. You know, the end of the year came, people were stressed out because of Christmas, people were stressed out because of Thanksgiving, people were stressed out because they didn't know what they wanted to do for New Year's Eve. And I have to tell you, you know, I always tell people, do not believe the hype. It's something that I've learned in the past few years, is that there is absolutely no reason for us to be running around with our heads cut off, spending money that we don't have, or giving time that we don't want to give. Let's be honest with you. Sometimes we just want to sit at home and have peace, and that is a nice holiday without having to feel guilty about it, without having to have people make you feel guilty about it. And so today I thought, since this is the first broadcast of the year, I wanted to go over some bullet points of how to have a happy new year. And of course, I don't know you all. I don't know what you do in your life. So these are really general, but they're not the normal thing. And we all have already seen it. We've seen, you know, the the social media things and say, what is your 2024 going to be like? What are the things that you're going to gain this year? And then it kind of spits out these things. Some, for women, a lot of times it'll say like, oh, you'll be married, or you'll have a kid, or you're going to be the first one in your family to make a million, you know, and these are the things that a lot of people focus on. They focus on looking out into social media. It's a fake scene. You see fake families, fake friends. And you don't, well, I won't say fake. Let me stop that. You don't see the good and the bad and the ugly, okay? They only want to show you the good. And a lot of times what happens is we start to compare our lives to that. We start to think that we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing in life because we're checking out all these people on social media. We're looking at everybody who only wants to show you the good usually, and we're thinking that we're not doing something right. And so this year, what I said on my social media was just work on being better. You don't have to have a New Year's goal on being better. And what I mean by that is work on doing what you need to do to be the best person that you could be. And I really, truly believe that in the end, everything will fall into place. I believe that things will start to fall into place when you get to know who you are and you live in your truth. And so we're going to get into, I have 5, 6 bullet points. You know I talk a lot, so I'll fill in the space. But we're going to get into these bullet points I'm not only talking about just for you. I have to remind myself of a lot of it just so that we can continue to make it through the day, because life is lifing, right? And life throws blows every single day. Life is sometimes kicking us, punching us in the gut, popping us in the back of the head. And we have to be able to maintain, and we have to be able to keep moving. And we can't get discouraged. And we have to, as my brother said today, we have to live in a fearlessness that even when things are not going the way that you want them to do, we have to be brave enough to keep moving and keep moving forward. We cannot quit. And so that's what I'm going to talk about this evening. Let's talk about this new year, because we're always talking about goals. And again, I'm not into goals. The total goal is just to keep being better, okay? Keep being better. And I see that some more people have just called in. So if you're listening to this, you can either log in or you can call in and listen. If you're calling in and listening, it's 323-642-1757. I know that some people are in areas that they're having issues with their Wi-Fi, and maybe I'm not sure if you're having issues with your cell phone. Because on that note, I've been having issues with my cell phone all day. It was flickering and popping up and popping on and popping off, and then it was freezing. So I don't know if that has something to do with the weather, the satellites, the alien that was in Florida. You know, I don't know what it has to do with, but if you just need to call in and listen, you can. And again, that's at 323-642-1757. And if you have a comment or you want me to say something, you have a question, or you want me to just read your comment, you can text me at 310-308-8568. Now, let me explain to you my dashboard. My dashboard, I can see numbers, but I can't see who is there. So I can click you on the talk, but I wouldn't know to do it. So if you do want to make a statement if you want to make a statement live, you can text me as well. Give me your phone number, and then I'll go ahead and I'll make you live so that you can talk. So, again, my cell number is 310-308-8568. It's so funny because a lot of times people are like, you're giving out your real number. Look, the only people that really call my phone are my family, okay? So it's okay. It's no big deal. Everybody already knows that I have 200-something unread text messages. It's all good, but I do try to, when we have the show, I pay attention. On my last show, I didn't, and I missed some comments, but I'm looking today. So if you have a comment as I'm talking, just go ahead and send me a text, and I will address that comment, read the question, put you on live, not a problem. So, again, if you're just logging in, is the It's Me, Nicole podcast, and I'm your host, Nicole, and this is your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. We're down to 50 minutes, so for the next 50 minutes, let's get into this. I know there's a lot going on in the world. So crazy. We have the elections coming up. We have all this stuff coming up, and people are just not feeling secure. So I want to go over a couple of bullet points just to maybe help you kind of start figuring out what it is you need to focus on within yourself so that this can be the best year. As a matter of fact, that every year can be the best year, and every day can be the best day, and every hour can be the best hour, because in the end, life does not stop, time does not stop, and we really have to start to recognize that and live the best life that we can, okay? And that's not materialistic things I'm talking about. That's within. So the first thing, the first title that I have is, it says, if you don't know, now you know. That's what I have. If you don't know, now you know. We all have learned the lesson. The only person that can make you happy is you. But we have to lead a life where we're being very honest about what we want, right, what we need, and how we want to see that delivered. Does it mean you're going to get it? No. But so many times in the relationships that we have, we're silent. We don't say anything. And I'm not talking about romantic relationships only. I'm talking about all relationships. You need to speak your truth. Speak your truth. Be honest about your wants and your needs. What is it that you want? What is it that you need? It's so crazy to me because I have dealt with people who need a lot of attention, and then they deal with people who don't want to give them absolutely any attention, and then they feel so crazy within because they're feeling crazy that they want the attention and they're not getting the attention, but they pick these people that are not attention givers. And so you're lying to yourself and you're selling yourself short. So what I'm saying is, be honest about your wants and your needs. What is it that you want? What is it that you want out of a relationship? And I'm not, again, I'm not talking about romantic relationships. I'm just talking about period from other people. What is it that you want? And what are the things that you need? What are your end-all, be-all? What are the things that you can't go without? No, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks about it. It's what you think about it. It's how it makes you feel. Say what you mean and mean what you say. People cannot read your mind. People don't know what you are thinking. Speak up and say what you mean and mean what you say. That's one of our biggest things when it comes to communication. We assume that our friends and our family knows what we're thinking, and they're just supposed to act upon it. But they don't. We don't read minds. We don't know what's going on in each other's head, and there's nothing the matter with communicating it. Communicate what you need. Communicate what you want. Communicate how you feel unapologetically. And I'm not telling you to be rude to people. I'm not telling you to be mean to people, but you cannot dim your light, sell yourself short, because you are not speaking your truth. And when you don't speak your truth, you don't get the nourishment that you need out of your relationships. Okay, I'm not saying that you always have to agree. I'm not saying that you know, people are always going to be on the same page. But what I'm saying is, speak your truth. People cannot read your mind. People at your job can't read your mind. People in your house can't read your mind. That person who cut you off on the freeway can't read your mind. Right? The people who are walking around you in public cannot read your mind. But know what you want from within yourself. Know what you need from within yourself. And to those people that you can't communicate that to, then you communicate that to. And those are the people that are important to you, your family, your friends. Speak your truth. In 2024, we're speaking truth. And if you don't know, now you know. Meaning, even if you have never done it, now you're going to do it. And if they didn't know, now they know. If they didn't know what your needs were, now they know what your needs are. If they didn't know what your wants are, now they're going to know what your wants are. And you do not have to apologize for that. And I guarantee, no matter how someone takes it, it will benefit you in your life. It'll benefit you each day. Again, everybody, no one can read your mind. I don't care how long you've been with them. I don't care how long you had a friendship with them. People cannot read your mind. I'm going to skip because the next one I have is another one, but I actually want to skip over something because I just went over this one. So I'm going to skip over to the one that I said, stop forcing it, because it should be my number two under, if you don't know, now you know. Stop forcing it. Number two, stop forcing it. So after you've communicated, after you said this is what I need, after you said that this is what I want, after you've had an honest conversation about your wants and your needs, not just yours, but then you've listened to your friends or you've listened to your family or you listen to your significant other and you hear them out and they hear you out, be very honest with yourself if this is something that you should pursue. It is so crazy because a lot of times people think that love is all that it is, or people think that the length of a friendship is all that matters. Remember the song, if it don't fit, don't force it? Don't force it. 9 times out of 10, you know if someone is able to meet your needs or your wants. And you know if you're able to meet somebody else's needs or their wants. So stop playing the game and just be honest. Have the conversation. After you're honest about your wants and needs, be honest with yourself. Are you trying to force something? Are you trying to force the relationship? Are you trying to force a situation? Are you trying to force an outcome that even if it came about, it's not for you, so it's not going to work for you? You know what and who benefits you and what and who does not benefit you, period. I truly believe that. I truly believe that in the start of my walk in my greatness, when I started being really honest with myself, I became aware of what I was forcing and what I wasn't forcing, and I stopped the forcing. And sometimes people think that that is, like, really dramatic, or they think that it's being mean, but it's not being mean, right? Because you have to be true to yourself. And people be like, well, you can't always be like that. Why? Why can't you? As long as you're not hurting anyone, per se, saying, being disrespectful to people, be true to yourself. You don't have to fake it. It's not necessary. I don't know why society taught you to do that. Now, if you decide that something is not going to work and you're not going to force it, that doesn't mean that you're bad-mouthing someone or you're talking about the situation bad because it didn't turn out the way that you wanted. No, you walk away. You walk away or you decide that that's not for me. I don't wish any badness on this person, or I don't wish badness on an outcome or a situation, but I know that this was not meant for me. This situation was not meant for me. This person was not meant for me. Maybe this moment in time was not meant for me where I'm at. And you have to be honest with yourself, and you have to understand when you accept that. And I think that goes hand in hand. And this year, so in 2024, we're being truthful to ourselves. And we're gifting ourselves with being present in our relationships, being present in situations, and not just fitting in and trying to force it, even when you know you're forcing it. And there's no way you can tell me that you don't know when you're forcing it, because when you're forcing a situation, it is obvious. And so in 2024, we're walking through this journey being honest and living in our truth, right? That's what we're doing. And so that's number two, stop forcing it. If it doesn't fit, I have here, if it don't fit, don't force it. I think that it was a song. And then under here, I have understand when something else is not for you. Let me tell you what, this world will have you thinking that everything, I know this is a hard statement, that everything wrapped in gold, just because it's wrapped in gold, it is for you. That every single promotion is for you, right? That every single what you feel is a step forward is for you. And then you take it and you're miserable because it wasn't for you. It didn't align with you. But you thought that that was your only chance, and you just took it, and you're miserable, and you don't know what to do with yourself. I know people. I know people who climb the corporate ladder. I know people who make these very big salaries. I know people who have the biggest house. I know people who have the most expensive cars, and they're miserable people, right? They're miserable. They're not happy. They're not living in their truth. Because at some point in their life, and we all know it happens, they've been conditioned to think that these are the things that equate to happiness. These are the things that equate to peace. And if there's nothing that we have not learned, that we have learned or haven't learned or have learned, if there's something that we have learned, sorry, is that materialistic things, promotions, you know, getting the great new job, getting the brand new top-of-the-line car, you know, working out to the point where you have the perfect, you think you have the perfect freaking body, you got the perfect hair, that does not equate to happiness, because if it did, we'd see a lot more happy people in this world, and we don't. But a lot of that is about us being honest about our wants and our needs and not forcing stuff that is not meant for us. And everything that is wrapped in gold, everything that has bells and whistles is not necessarily meant for you. And you have to be able to sit still look within yourself. Hear what you need to hear to know when it may be a time that you're like, no, this is not for me, and I know it's crazy. And I know the people around me are going to think I'm a fool, but it's not for me. Peace comes from within, not from without, and it is the truth. My next thing on my bullet here is, do you need it or do you want it? I'm speaking to myself. So I'm always talking to a friend. I was talking to my girlfriend the other night, and she was talking about really some goals she had for 2024, which was going to equate to her having to sit her behind home a lot, right? Because sometimes that's what happens. Sometimes when we want the bigger things, we have to sacrifice now for the greater things, for the greater rewards later. Sometimes what you want is not right there. Sometimes you do have to sacrifice for it. And what I wish for everyone in 2024, including myself, everyone, put your hand up in the air and send me energy, is understanding the difference between a want and a need, understanding the importance of being able to sacrifice now for a greater reward later. It's so crazy because I have some extra money, and I was like, I want to go buy clothes, and I didn't. And it's so interesting because the other day I cleaned out my closet, and I literally gave away so many clothes. I'm giving them away because I haven't went to Goodwill. You know Goodwill not right unless you let the bag sit up for at least 2-3 weeks. No, I'm kidding. But I haven't went to Goodwill yet. But I cleaned out this closet, and in the same thinking about what else I can buy. And I had to really kind of sit back and take that in as a lesson. Like, I just cleaned all this stuff out of my closet, just my closet. I haven't done my shoes again or my drawers. And in my head, I'm already thinking, what else can I get? And I had to say, Nicole, that's something that you need. That's something that you want. That's not something that you need. And in 2024, we have to figure out how to not live in excess and thinking that we need everything. We get stuff, we use it once. We get stuff, we never use it. We get it, have a high about it for like a week, and then we forget that we have it. So in 2004, we have to work on that as a community, as a society, right? We have to work on that, the excessiveness. We have to work on an understanding you have to sacrifice for the greater reward down the road. And that's not just materialistically. That is emotionally. That is physically. That is spiritually. You have to sacrifice now for the greater reward later. You know, it's even when you go and work out and you want a certain look. Well, you don't get it in the beginning. You have to keep on working out. When you're working yourself spiritually and emotionally, you're trying to get to know yourself. It's not something that happens in a day. It's not something that happens in a month. You have to have the patience to be still because the reward is coming. It will come. You will hear it. You will be guided. You won't even know that you're being guided, but you're not going to be guided. You won't receive the internal message until you sit down and you be still and you allow yourself to hear your internal voice that always leads you to the correct location. I truly believe that. The problem is that we drown out our internal voice with all the external stuff. And our voice, because we want what we want, right? We want what we want. And that leads to the, if you don't know, now you know, and that leads to stop forcing it. We want what we want. And we will not be honest about our wants and needs. We will not be honest about the people around us who can or cannot meet those needs. We will not be honest with ourselves that maybe we're trying to force something that shouldn't be there. And then we will be disappointed at the outcome because it is not what we want it to be. But at some point, we have to continue to work that so that we are able to meet our internal needs. The next thing on my list I have is work on being better. And that's what I had already said. That was my New Year's Eve goal. My New Year's Eve goal was work on being better. What I say about that is, I walk through this world every day, and it's not a lot of places I go because I try not to go too many places. But I run into so many people who just have no concern about being a good person. They treat people any old kind of way. They talk to people any old kind of way. And then they wonder, like, kind of like why things are not aligning the way that they want them to align. We have to work on being better. We have to work on showing grace. We have to work on being more empathetic. That does not mean that you let people take advantage of you, but it does mean that you consider the people around you. And so when I tell you to be honest about your wants and needs, and I tell you not to force a situation, I'm not telling you not to give people grace. I'm not telling you not to show empathy. I'm not telling you not to show sympathy. What I'm saying is that you have to work on yourself. You have to know what you want for yourself, but you also have to have some kind of altruism out here in this world. And you have to work on being better. And working on being better is not going to happen with you sitting around the house. It's not going to happen with you not addressing your traumas. It's not going to happen with you not addressing what it is that you need to address in your life. And I'm talking to Nicole. I'm talking to myself as well. We have to work on being better. We have to work on ourselves physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And I don't care what goal you set for yourself in the year 2024. If you are not working on yourself internally, if you are not working on yourself physically, if you are not dealing with your mental health and your emotional health, even if you reach the goal, it's going to be hard to hold on to the goal because you did not prepare yourself. You didn't prepare yourself. I always go back to this. I always go back to even during a holiday. What did you do? You planned your dinner. You worked on the gifts. You put time in so that how you wanted everything to look would look the way that you wanted it to look. But for some reason, we fall short in planning within ourselves, planning for ourselves. We'll plan everything. We'll plan everything out. We'll plan a trip. We plan what we're going to do during the trip, what we're going to eat during the trip, who's going to go on a trip with us. But we don't take that time out for ourselves. We don't take that time out for ourselves. And that's something that we have to do so we can be better. We can be better. And the way that we do that is we have to be conscious. So, again, I keep going back because I hope that you are kind of remembering this. We have to be honest about our wants and our needs, right? And then we have to stop forcing it. We have to figure out what it is that we want versus what it is that we need and how to sacrifice for that greater reward later. Like I said, all the goals in the world, 2020, there are people right now that's like, well, 2024 is shot. We've been in 2024 for 8 days. And because someone made them mad, they feel like the year is already messed up. You're putting too much stock into a person. You're giving a person too much of yourself if they can ruin your year in a day, in what, an hour, in some seconds. I saw Busta Rhymes break down how many seconds there were in a day. I saw this interview. And he had to start looking at it like that because let's say somebody said something bad to him and it was like 30 seconds. He said, I'm going to let that 30 seconds of somebody saying something bad to me or somebody pissing me off ruin all these other seconds that I have in the day? No, we're not going to do that. And you can't do that for your year. We're actually 9 days into the year. 9 days into the year, if you were sitting and you're listening to this podcast, then you're probably cool. You're probably good. I was driving home today and I was thinking, actually I wasn't thinking, I thought to myself, I was driving my mom's car and her steering wheel heats up and it actually burned my hand. It was burning my hand. And I thought to myself how chilly it is outside as I'm driving up the street. And I see people walking down the street who don't have jackets. I saw a person walking down the street where they had their arms within their sweater so that they could just get, like, they took them out the sleeves and they were just walking down the street with just a sweater trying to be warm. And then I thought to myself, look at this. I'm in this car. I got the heat blasting, the seat warmer on, the steering wheel warmer. What complaint do I have? Yeah, everything in my life doesn't go right. Right? But in all honesty, am I able to understand that that is a moment, that is a great moment to remind you of just how bad life is not for you? Imagine being out into this weather right now that most places are having and being out in the element, in the element. And that is why it's so important for us to work on ourselves because we're so focused on the stuff that we don't have. We so focused on the people that we think we want that we don't have. We're so focused on how people treat us. And if they don't treat us the way that we want them to treat, it just ruins our whole day. It ruins our whole mood. We're so focused on, you know, me. I've been looking for another car and letting it completely ruin my whole attitude while I'm trying to find this car and not really sitting back and thinking that you can go on and get another car, Nicole. And no, it's not the most fun thing, but it's not torturous. It's not a bad thing. But I had to take some steps back. I had to take some steps back to realize exactly where I am. Because I could have said, you know what, 2024 is not working well for me. I'm stressed out about trying to find this car. You know, everything at work, you know, is not going the way that I wanted to go to work. There's people that have attitudes. I don't feel like dealing with that. But no, that's not true. Stop focusing on all the things that you think that are wrong. Stop making that mental list in your head of everything that you think is effed up. And start making a mental list in your head of all the wonderful things that are going on in your life. And again, that does not mean that you have not been faced with hard times. It does not mean that you have not been faced with really stressful situations. But again, just think about it. Think about it. Because people will let the most, even the most simple things ruin their entire day, their entire month, their entire year, their entire life. There are things that have happened to people 30, 40 years ago they carry today, and they cannot live their life in the fullest because of that. And I'm not even talking about traumatic things. I'm talking about one time somebody didn't treat you the way that you wanted to be treated in terms of how they talked to you, and now you carry that on for the rest of your life, and you cut everything off because you never want to feel that way again. And that's where I think my brother and I today were talking about living within fearlessness, meaning there are things that happen because life for real. But we have to be fearless, and we have to keep moving. And the last thing we want to do is not keep moving. We have to keep moving. So we have to keep work on being better, so that we can meet all of these things that we need to meet, so that we're able to do it, so that we have the not just the physical strength, but the emotional strength and the spiritual strength and the mental strength to get through the things that we need to get through. So much going on. You see this stuff going on. Everyone putting happiness in everything but what they need to put happiness in. You know, everyone out here, when I get on social media and I look at people arguing over stuff that they have, like people sit up here and truly have heated discussions over, let's say, what this stuff that went down with Cat Williams, having heated discussions, arguments with their friends and their family over a person who you have never met, who is never going to argue over anything that you're doing in your life. Not that he don't care, he don't know you. And Shannon, what's his name, Sharp, he don't know you. Diddy doesn't know you. Right? Madonna out there, she don't know you. All these people, they don't know us. They are not worried about what we're doing. They don't care about what we're doing. And this social media has us so caught up. We are literally having arguments with each other and arguments with strangers over what we think. It's crazy. We are jeopardizing good relationships over people and things. I'm not saying that they don't matter, but we don't know them. Pay a bill. They don't tell you hire or buy. They don't say, are you feeling better if you get sick? It's nothing. But people are taking the time. It's trickery. It's trickery. And the idea that you think that everyone is supposed to agree with the things that you're saying, it makes no sense. Learn to agree to disagree, because you're never going to always agree, period. You're not. Now, of course, there are some things that, you know, that, again, be honest about your wants and your needs. If there are certain wants and needs that you have in a relationship, platonic or romantic, If there are certain wants and needs that you have in terms of a career, if there are certain wants and needs that you have just in terms of your life, then you need to live a life and deal with people and pick people and pick situations that align with your wants and your needs. People are who they are. People are who they are. So we went through, if you don't know, now you know. We've gone through, do you need it or do you want it? We've gone through work on being better, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And then we've gone through stop forcing it, meaning if it don't fit, don't force it, right? Understand when something is not for you, because everything is not for you. Everything is not for you. Don't, you know what I didn't say? Don't sell yourself short. Don't dim your light because you're trying to fit situations that you're not supposed to be in. Don't dim your light. And I think I already said this. You know who benefits you and who doesn't. You know. You know the situation that benefits you and the situation that's not going to. You know. You feel it. That's why you feel so uneasy all the time. That's why you feel so unsettled. Your body will tell you. You know how you never quite feel right in a certain situation when you go to certain people's houses or you round certain people? And you did something about it. It's just not right. And they just don't rub you the right way. Or you go to this one place and it just doesn't rub you the right way. But you keep forcing it. And you keep saying, but this is where I think I should be. So I'm going to stay here. This is who I think I should be around. So I'm going to keep on having this company. And then something blows up and you're like, oh, why did that happen? Well, because you're trying to force it. And you're selling yourself short to fit into something that you should not be fitting in. And it doesn't mean that that situation is lesser than you. It just means it's not your situation. It doesn't mean that that person is lesser than you. It just means that those are not your people. And that's okay. I always say you shouldn't have to fake it. You should not have to fake it. Because when you come into yourself and you know who you want to be around with and who you don't want to be around with, again, like I said, you're not wishing anybody any harm. You're not wishing badness upon anybody. What you're saying is that this is not going to work for me. You're not going to work for me. I'm going to go on about my business, and I'm not going to fake this. And I wish you well. I hope everything goes well for you. And I hope it goes well over there, because I'm going to be over here working on me to be better. The next thing on my list I have is commit to yourself. I just took a sip of my drink, if you heard the pause. I think committing to ourselves is hard. I find it committing to myself is easier today than it was many years ago, but it's still something that I have to force sometimes. I have to remind myself. I have to stop apologizing, you know, in my head sometimes for being committed to myself. Being committed to yourself does not mean that you don't care about what other people say, what they do, but being committed to yourself, again, is rooted in the other things that I was talking about, and that is understanding your wants and needs, understanding your boundaries, understanding yourself so that you don't diminish yourself. So many people are more committed to other people than they are to themselves. They will give everything of themselves to make somebody else happy, but they will give nothing to themselves to make them happy. They will do everything to make other people happy and feel guilty when they take the time for themselves. So I was talking to someone this morning. It's so funny, committing to yourself. And she's on vacation. And she slept in, and she felt guilty. And I'm, what are you feeling guilty about? You're on vacation. You have nowhere to go. But it's instilled in us. Commit to yourself. But in the same breath, that person will tell you, well, you know, maybe you need to rest. You need that time. And if you slept late, that means it's for you. You needed it. Your body needed it. We're so conditioned not to be good to ourselves. And we're so conditioned to be the most and do everything for the person around us that we love, for the things that we love. You will wear yourself out. Wear yourself out. You won't take care of yourself mentally. You won't take care of yourself physically. You won't take care of yourself spiritually. You won't take care of yourself emotionally. You will compromise everything about yourself so that you can make somebody else comfortable. And they won't even have the same commitment to you, to yourself. Stop apologizing for being who you are. I'm somebody who goes to bed about 9:30, 10 o'clock every single night. I never apologize for that. That's who I am. That's who I've always been. It's no reason for anybody to try to make me feel bad about it, because I'm not going to feel bad about it. That's what I know Nicole needs. Yeah, I have nights where I stay up later, but Nicole needs to need sleep. Now, everybody else may not work like me. Everybody else may not be wired like me, but I need to sleep. And literally, not anytime soon, people will actually make me feel guilty about that. Oh, you can sleep when you die. Yeah, I probably can, but I'm asleep tonight. I'm asleep right now, and I don't feel any kind of way about it. I don't apologize for having an altruistic heart, meaning that I have a love for people. I always have. For who I see are struggling right before my eyes. It's not normal for me to walk and see people sleeping on the street, or, like I said, seeing somebody walk down the street and they're cold and they don't have a jacket. And, yes, you know, if I have an extra jacket, I'm going to give it to them. Or if I see, you know, somebody who needs help, you know, not putting myself in danger, then I'm going to assist them. You want to know why? Because that's who Nicole is. And I don't apologize for the kindness in my heart, because I know that people can't take advantage of me. But I don't apologize for that. You know what's crazy? I used to. Stop apologizing for being who you are. Apologizing for being who you are. There is nothing to matter with who you are. Keep working on yourself. Keep working to be better. On my list here, this is a big one to me, and I know we have 17 minutes. Live your life. This is such a big, big one to me, because every day, you know, social media brings a lot of information to you. I just was looking again, because I don't have any problems with social media. Social media cracks me up. You know, again, I don't apologize for it. I like to scroll through it. I like to laugh at stuff. Okay, everybody takes things differently. That's all it is to me, is entertainment. One of the things, though, is you do get to see when people lose their lives a lot and stuff like that. And I see so many people passing away, and they're so young. Be 6, 75, that's young to me. 55, they're young people. You know, you have so much access to so much information now. And what I'm going to tell you is stop saving what you could do for today for another day. Live your life. You want to go to the museum? Go to the museum. You want to go hear a live band? Go to a live band. You want to get in better shape? Get up tonight, get up tomorrow morning, and start working it and doing it. You want to read those 5 books? Start reading those 5 books. But what I'm going to tell you, what, you know what, the biggest thing that we've been fooled about in life, is that time stops for us. And time does not stop for us. Time keeps continuing. Allow yourself to live your life, especially those of you who work so hard. I know you're tired. I know work gets on your nerves. I know that. You know, work gets on everybody's nerves. And that's not me talking about any particular job. But, you know, when we go to work, sometimes we're stressed out. I know that you want to go home and you just want to lay across the couch, or you just want to lay in the bed. But life is more than that. Stop waiting. Live your life. And I'm not talking about striving for the life that you see, popping bottles, getting on these jets, you know, wearing all these designer clothes all the time. I'm talking about living a real life. People have real life. Love your family, love your friends, play with your dogs, go for a walk, get out in the sun, be a part of nature. Live your life and do not apologize for it. It's so funny, the things that everyone wants to make you feel bad about, you know, I can even say that people be like, you're here. You're always here. Okay, well, if I am, okay, then I choose. I choose to live my life. And I choose to live the life that makes me happy. I'm not asking anybody to agree with how I live my life. What I'm going to tell you is live yours. Call that person up that you're mad at. Stop wasting time. Especially the person that you're mad at and you can't let it go. Because that means that they mean more to you than you are admitting. Life is too freaking short, you guys. Life is too short. Man, it is too short. I had a coworker tell me about a friend, I think it's a friend's sister, that climbed on something to put up Christmas lights and fell, hit her head, passed away. That's how short life is. That's what time does for you. The next moment is never promised. That's why it's so important to live your life intentionally. That's why it's so important to work on being better. Work on being good. Work on loving yourself. I said it a lot of times. I believe that the greatest love of God is to love yourself. Because when you show yourself respect and you understand yourself and you love yourself unconditionally, it really opens your eyes and allows you to love other people unconditionally. I had this conversation about a week ago where I told someone, I don't judge people for what they do. You can do it. You know what? If it doesn't affect me directly, do what you got to do. I don't know what you've been through in your life. When I go out and I have a drink here or I go here to this other place, I don't know what these people have been through in their lives. I don't know what they're trying to get through. All I can do is treat them with respect, meaning I'm not going to sit around and talk about you. I'm not going to be looking at you judgmentally. Do what you need to do to get through your day. But I hope and pray that whatever it is that you choose, it is promoting your health physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. I know sometimes I sound like a broken record, but it's so important because we hear so much negativity every single day. Every single day, they're grinding it into us. They're pushing it into us and telling us how we should look, telling us how we should dress, telling us what should make us happy, telling us, you know, that we can't be happy living a quote-unquote regular life. Well, let me explain something to you. Most people live a regular life. Aren't you tired? Aren't you exhausted? Aren't you? Everyone is dealing with some kind of brokenness. Is that a word? Everyone is. Everyone. It's just to whatever degree. I remember when I used to work in a domestic violence shelter and people would be like, I don't know how someone could just let someone abuse them and they just don't even do anything back. And do you know what I tell them? Everybody does that. It's just from a certain degree. What degree do you do it? Some people, it's an excessive degree and it's physical. Some people, it's emotional. Some people allow people to abuse them emotionally. Some people allow people to abuse them spiritually or mentally. Everyone allows people to take advantage of them. It's just to what degree. Everyone makes a bad decision. It's just to what degree and how it affects your life. There's no one who walks around every day and always makes the right decision. Everyone ends up hurting somebody's feelings one way or the other, whether it's intentionally or not. There's no one that walks around and does not go through that. Everyone deals with these things in life to one degree or the other. So there should be no judgment there. And so in the end, that's kind of what I want for you in 2024, is to understand we're all just trying to get along. We all are just trying to get through life and get through this coldness out here. We are so much more alike than we are different. So much more alike than we are different. Right before I came on the live broadcast, I was looking for quotes, but it's so funny because I found a couple in this book that I read called The 5 a.m. Club. I think I mentioned this before, but this is, I found like three quotes. One of the quotes is from Steve Jobs, I forgot what's the last name, but it says, your time is limited, So don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Bodies, what I'm talking about tonight. And I really believe that some of these bullet points help you get here. Help you get here to have the courage to follow your heart and your intuition. If you don't know, now you know. Do you need it or do you want it? Work on being better. It will equal to you work on really knowing and being yourself unapologetically. Stop forcing it. Because if it don't fit, understand when something is not for you. Because everything for is not for you, no matter how beautiful it is, no matter how soft it is, no matter how plentiful it is. Everything is not for you. Don't sell yourself short. Walk in your greatness. Head up high. Understand that you know who benefits you and who doesn't. That's hearing yourself, listening to yourself. And real quick, I'm going to go on that one. Understanding who benefits you and doesn't. Sometimes people, you think they benefit you, but they don't benefit you. They may just help you out in a moment. But in the long run, they're not the best for you. Think about that. Commit to yourself. Stop apologizing for being who you are. And you know what? Work towards some of your happiness. Work towards working on your greatness. Sometimes you have to pull back trying to make everybody else around you great because you're not even trying to make yourself great. Live your life. Stop waiting. Time stops for no one. We already know that. We see this every single day. Stop coveting these fake lives that you see out here because you have a real one, and yours is important, and you are important, and you are beautiful. You are a masterpiece. There's no one else like you. Just think about it. No one else in this whole world like you. And you neglecting yourself? You're not treating yourself the way you should be? You know how important you are? Do you understand that? Do you get it? Treat people well. Do your best. And you know what? I haven't talked about this one, but when you're wrong, you're wrong. Just apologize. It's hard. When you're wrong, you're wrong. It's okay. Everybody's not always right. Everybody doesn't always say the right thing or react in the right way. It's okay to apologize, you guys. Because in 2024, we're walking in our greatness, right? In 2024, we're living the lives that we're supposed to live. And how do we do that? We nurture ourselves. We nurture ourselves physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And we practice fearlessness because we know that in the end, we're going to make it through. Think of the worst thing that you've been through, and you're still here. Practice fearlessness, even when it hurts, even when you feel like you can't take another step. Practice fearlessness and love each other. Practice empathy and give people grace. It's 2024, you guys. And we shouldn't be worried about the year. We should be worried about our lives because time is not stopping for us. And we have to do what we have to do to live the best life we can, to love the best way that we can love, and to be the best that we can be. Thank you so much for listening. It is New Year's. Martin Luther King Day is coming up. I'm off Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. I am very thankful. Someone just asked me as I was talking, well, not as I was talking, but earlier today, well, why? What did you take those days off for? Because they're my days. Stop feeling guilty about taking your days off. Use your time. Stop trying to make your perfect attendance award. Some days you just may not be feeling like it. It's okay to stop. Sometimes you got to stop. You got to lay down and do it. Stop pushing yourself. when you don't need to. Part of your greatness is understanding when you need to lay down and be, when you need to go sit your behind down and be still. And you don't always have to power through when you're sick, when you're not feeling well. That's not fearlessness. You're abusing yourself. Muhammad Ali said, I hated every minute of training. But I said, don't quit. Suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion. The word suffer is harsh, but again, do what you need to do to get to where you need to get to, where you need to get to, not where you want to get to. Remember, needs and wants are different. Remember that you are important. Remember that, yes, you do matter. Remember that, you know what, you have to do what you have to do for you, and don't give your happiness to anybody. Don't give anybody that power. Don't give anyone the power to ruin your day, your month, your hour, your year. Remember that life is just lifing. People are just peopling. And continue to walk in your greatness. Thank you for listening to It's Me, Nicole. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Again, remember to do all the things you need to do to nurture yourself so you can be the best that you can be. And I haven't said this in a long time, but if nobody else tells you, I'm going to tell you that you're important, you're phenomenal, you're wonderful, you're great, you're all those wonderful, good, sweet things. You just need to remember and believe it. Have a wonderful night, everyone. God bless.
Thank you.